at the far post. Can he get a shot off? It's Ferreira to get his second. Yes, he does. Goes in off the hands of JT Marcinkowski. Sebas Ferreira has picked up the second. It's 4-2, Houston Dynamo.
Yeah, welcome back. Houston Dynapod here. We are doing a thing. Just lost to Austin. That's cool. Fucking excited about that. This is going to be like a 15 minutes with Finn, possibly. We'll see. I got the Discord opened up. I've been gone for a fucking while. 6 months, bitches. Six and a half. 6 months and 6 days, actually. Last time I recorded, I was at a hotel room in Oklahoma City. Getting ready to start a real job. And, fuck, I'll tell you what, going from teaching to a real job, you bitches work too much. The money's good, but holy shit, the workload is like ridiculous. I was working, Mitch, I worked 17 days in a row once. Yeah, I had killer money. Here's what I was doing. I went to this company and I sold plastic. I sold pieces of plastic that cost about $4 a pop to people for about $3,000 each. It was ridiculous. I can't tell you the name of the company because I signed a non-disclosure agreement. But here's the good news. I don't work there anymore. I took a step back and I was like, you know what, man? My family's suffering. I barely saw my kids. The podcast is suffering, obviously. Comedy was on fucking on hold. 100% on hold. And I was like, you know, I gotta get back to the things that really matter. Like comedy and podcasting. Fuck money. I can collect unemployment. Which, by the way, is tits. If you can get it. You guys that have been on unemployment your whole lives, I don't know how you do it, but I'm fucking jealous. And I'm really ready to start that journey towards being white trash and being on government assistance. So let's talk a little bit about the fucking season, shall we? The Austin game was the first one I've watched all year. That's right. You heard that correctly. I caught some tidbits. I started working fucking right before the LAFC match, right? I didn't even know we lost. I didn't. I was fucking so busy. I had no idea. Went to Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Norman, did a 3-week comedy tour while also doing training. Which means I was really fucking worthwhile at the training. However, my first day on the sales floor, the night before I performed at a comedy show. Got home at like 2 in the morning. Home. I got to the Hilton at 2 in the morning. Woke up. Was third in the rotation. Fucking fell asleep. I fell asleep. My very first day on the sales floor. I was sitting there in this real comfortable chair. And I was also going through I was seeing a therapist, and they were like, hey, let's try this medicine. Guys, don't do it. They don't know what they're fucking doing. They're going to give you something, and they have no idea what they're doing, and they're going to see if it works. What this shit did was put me to sleep. No joke. Also, I took it the night before, and they were like, take two halves, so I took two wholes, because that's how I roll. I guess it was like 12:30, 12:15. We got two people come in, fucking sale, right? And this was a job where, no bullshit, I sold pieces of plastic that cost the company $3.80 a piece. I sold them for anywhere from $1,800 to $3,000. It's fucking ridiculous. Anyway, two clients come in, the two guys that are up first, the guy and the girl, they sell. Boom, boom. I'm like, no pressure, right? I'm sitting there in a chair, fucking nervous as hell. The little gay man who trained me, he was floating around, just... Also, he sexually harassed me, but we'll get to that. So I fucking put my head against the back of the chair. Next thing I know, they're calling my name. And they go, you're up. I was sleeping, bro. I woke up, did a 15-minute presentation. And I sold $2,200 worth of stuff. And they were like, that was amazing. I've never seen anything like that before. Let's talk about the sexual harassment. It wasn't as bad as it's made out to be. The last couple of days of training. In case you didn't know, I go both ways. So you can't call me a homophobe anymore, fuckers. the guy goes, so you're bisexual. He goes, prove it. I said, give me a promotion and I will. I didn't get promoted. I also didn't have to suck cock. So I guess that's a win. All right, but anyway, I've missed a lot, dude. I've missed fucking Tottenham. Apparently they're fun to watch again. And also extremely inconsistent. I've missed Joey. Don't know where the fuck he is. We were supposed to record once. I stood him up. Supposed to record a second time. Apparently Joey has friends again. He's playing music again. I'm proud of him. But Joey, you're still a whore. Joey, you need to be there whenever I come calling. Right? Like the song says, you call out my name and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. That needs to be you, Joey. Met Joey. That was fun. Anyway, yeah, I've been fucking missing everything. I didn't know Timo Werner was with Tottenham. I didn't know that fucking Corey Judas Baird left. Piece of shit. You know, the offseason's been weird. Also, the Austin game, I saw this little tiny African-American man who really looked African, because he is. I'm like, who the fuck is that? And Latif Blessing. Yeah. I got to get to know these guys all over again. Daniel Sterris looks younger. Steve Clark still has a shit haircut. I like the little Polak, Kowalczyk. He's fun to watch. Vareta's back. Herrera's back. Any fucking coincidence that Hector Herrera comes back the first match I watch? None. No coincidence at all. We planned that. I told him, I said, Ache, look, I'm going to come back and record. Get your fucking ass on the field. He said something in Spanish. I don't know what it was, but he came out. We looked a lot better with him out there. They made there was a stat that us and that shit team from Austin, you guys are garbage, by the way. You're fucking trash. 1-0. 1-0 with fucking 4 shots on target and 32% possession. Your pass accuracy is garbage, too. Anyway, that was the first time we had 3 DPs on the field all year. That was the first time we've had 3 DPs on the field in years, technically. Teenage left. Don't know where he went. Probably Turkey. Who knows? I saw Maria Sanchez requested a trade, and we let her go. I posted this shit on Twitter. Look, Dash, here's what you do. Sign a trade agreement with the Iranian Women's Football League. And any player that requests a trade, that's where they're fucking going. Send them there. Dynamo, I don't know who you'd sign a trade agreement with, because countries that are fucking shitty are always treat men right. So I don't know. Or treat them better. Let me rephrase that. Send them to the place where Wonder Woman's from. I would love to go to the place where Wonder Woman's from. Those big, fucking tall Amazonian bitches. Jesus. Okay. Fucking ADD. Where were we at? Oh, yeah. So, there's been a lot of fucking turnover. And some people are like, dude, there's not enough. We're fucking fine. Escobar's hurt. Ferrero's hurt. Hector was hurt. I mean, Tate Schmidt's back. I like that. Brad Smith made a couple appearances like that. I don't know who Gabriel Seagal is, but I'm guessing he's related to Ted. Jan Grigas, I know that name. Kieran Sargent, I know that name. He's from League City. Do I know that motherfucker? Really? He's 20. Where do you go to school at? I might have taught him. Anyway, not a teacher anymore. Guys, don't be a teacher. Here's why. They don't fucking pay you. It's ridiculous. So as far as the roster goes and the players we have, pretty much the same squad, right? Minus Corey Baird. But Kowalczyk's done a good job. Latif Blessing's not a bad player. Get off of Liu. He's fine. What hurt us the most was Quinones' fucking injury. I saw that. I was like, well, his season's over. That was the worst fucking timing we could have possibly had. Because Nelson up top, Blessing's fast. Aliyu's fast as fuck. Kowalczyk's, Polish. They don't go too fast. But man, you keep Quinones up top. You play fucking Aliyu in the middle. Now you actually have a striker. It is what it is. Injuries happen. It's a shame it happened to somebody who was so promising and so fucking dynamic, right? Nelson was fucking, the way he came on last year and what he was able to do, absolutely amazing. Fucking great. Now, Austin, still fuck you. Big time. Big time fuck you to you guys. We got FC Dallas coming up next. And we're going to be on the fucking road. That's fine. That's fine. That, if you guys heard that beeping noise, that was my STEM machine. I'm dealing with some issues right now. I'm getting back in the gym, so my traps are huge, and they're also fucking sore, which means I've had migraines. Dude, I've had migraines like nobody's fucking business lately. Like nobody's business. It fucking hurts. They laid me up. Also, big news. Big news. If you look on Twitter, you would see, or Instagram, you would see that I'm dating this gorgeous fucking chick. Gorgeous. That's my Viking. We have reconciled. We've gone to counseling. We've gone through therapy. The shit that made us assholes, we have stepped away from. So, things are really good. Also, I've developed a solid fucking foot fetish. Like, it's solid. I've sucked her toes. I have. She listens. She will. I've sucked her toes, and I'll tell you what, I love it. I would suck her toes in public. I've told her this. She has the cutest little fucking feet, and she's got a toe ring. So I've said, yo, add an anklet to the other side, and game on. And she did. And honestly, we couldn't be happier. Not because of the foot fetish, although that helps, but man. She's a fucking knockout. And I don't know what... I do know what I do. I don't know how I do it, but I do it. And yeah, she's great. My ex is not happy. My ex is acting like a real see you next Tuesday. I get to see her on Wednesday in court. That's going to be fun. Apparently, my ex decided this would be the great time to take me to court while I'm on unemployment. Bring it on. Let's do this. See how much money you get. Also, fun fact. Ready for this one? I got arrested in December. I didn't know it was happening. There were charges filed against me, which are going away, a while back. Okay? No idea there were charges. I'm at home. There's a knock on the door. It was a loud knock. It was an authoritative knock. I open it up, and there's three cops there. They ask me my name, and I tell them. And they say, put your hands behind your back. And me displaying my white privilege. You ready for this? This is what I said. No. Why? What for? And then we proceeded to have a conversation for 20 minutes until I could get someone to pick my kids up. It was fucking awful. By the way, jail still sucks. Okay? The cars are no more comfortable now than they were in the early 2000s, the last time I visited. I get there, and I had glasses on. And they're like, we need your glasses. And I was like, yo, I can't see without my glasses. They're like, sir, we need your glasses. I said, what if some shit pops off back there? I won't be able to see. They go, sir, you're the only one here. It's a Tuesday. So I went in the back. I laid down. Beds are still uncomfortable. Woke up, got served breakfast in bed, cold Pop-Tarts. And lo and behold, I had a roommate. Couldn't see him. Skinny little black guy that was in there for a lot more money than I was fucking worth. So whatever he did, he fucked up big time. While I was being checked in to the shittiest hotel I've ever stayed in, I Venmo'd money to my parents to come bail me out, which they did in the morning. And when I get out, man, this was fucking funny. I get out, and the officer's out there, and I go, sir, I'm just going to tell you, this is the worst hotel I've ever stayed in. You're getting a terrible review on Yelp. And he looks at me like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? And I look back at him, I said, who's calling my Uber? Where is my car? And he's like, we don't do that. And I said, I know, I'm just fucking with you, man. He goes, oh, like, what, are you a comedian? And I said, sometimes. Sometimes I am. So it's been a weird 6.5 months. But things are looking up. Honestly, I'm going to tell you guys the truth. I feel better now than I have in a long fucking time. And here's why. The woman of my dreams, the love of my life, and I have fucking fixed things. Me and my kids are closer than ever. I realized that I could pretty much do whatever the fuck I want in the real world and kick ass. Guys, I led the entire state of Texas in sales in February. 29 days. I sold $90,000 worth of plastic. Yeah, that means I ripped off people for the tune of $90,000. Every customer of mine was happy. Also, here's a funny story. I sell more stuff to black women than anybody else. I don't know why. I call it my BLE, my black lady energy. I had a client walk in. Her name was Felicia. And me being a dumbass, I looked at her and I said, ma'am, I'm going to tell you right now that when you leave, I'm going to say see you later. We're sitting there. She's decided to buy, ready for this? $2,600 worth of stuff. And she goes, I give her my business card. And she goes, all right, cool. She goes, can I get a date? How about a date? You want to go out? And I said, ma'am, maybe. I hadn't finalized the sale yet. Then she goes, hey, check out this picture of me before I lost my weight. On her phone is her in her goddamn underwear and her fucking bra and panties. Oh, God, it was not my type. It was just fucking wild. Oh, shit, man. Guys, time's up.
He's got Ferreira at the far post. Can he get a shot off? It's Ferreira to get his second. Yes, he does. Goes in off the hands of JT Marcinkowski. Tebas Ferreira has picked up the second. It's 4-2, Houston Dynamo.